woman was on her deathbed with her husband at her side. As the husband was holding her cold hand, weeping quietly, the wife was trying to say something to him. The husband said, "Don't try to talk." But she insisted and said in her tired voice, "I have to talk. I must confess. There is nothing to confess. It is all right," said the weeping husband. She said, "No, I must die in peace. I must confess that I have been unfaithful to you." The husband, softly stroking her hand, said, "Oh, honey, don't be concerned now. I know about it. Why else did I poison you?" Dear friends, we are in the last week of liturgical year. Second last week of the liturgical year. And during these last few Sundays of liturgical year, the church invites us to reflect on the end time. Eschatology, which is 4 items: the death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And today's gospel invites us to give us serious thoughts to the impermanence of our life on this earth or end of the world and the day of the judgment sooner or later. My dear friends, we really don't know who wants us dead and who wants us alive forever. Jesus in today's gospel says, "You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death." What is death? Death is the end of our physical life. It comes upon us any time, in any place. As a matter of fact, we experience the end of many things and the loss of many people in our lifetime. When we see the first gray hair or tiny wrinkle on our face or first line at the corners of our eyes, we know our youth has come to end. Despite our best effort to prevent it, our bodies continues to age. We steadily progress towards death. Our body reminds us that we are impermanent and perishable. We often forget that as we celebrate our birthdays, life becomes shorter and shorter, and we draw nearer and nearer to our permanent home, heaven. We don't have to know when it will come, but we must prepare ourselves. mentally, emotionally and spiritually for the approaching end. When will end of the world happen? This is a question that people have been trying to answer for a long and long time. We don't know when it will happen. Today's gospel passage underlines the truth that the date of the end of the world is uncertain. No one knows it. In Matthew's and Mark's gospel, Jesus makes it very clear that it is only the Father who knows the time. We don't know when, how or why Jesus will come. We can't figure out a date, nor should we. The point is that it will come and is coming, and we are called to prepare. We use the Greek word parousia to describe the end times. But this word more literally means the welcoming or grand arrival of important guests. That is why we are called to approach the end with hope and welcoming of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us that the second coming will be preceded by earthquakes, famines, and pestilence. My dear friends, don't worry too much about the end of the world. It is not the signs which are important. It is not the time which is important. Important thing is that we have to live in the present. Do the will of God always in our life. Love one another selflessly and forgive one another unconditionally. In the first reading, Prophet Malachi speaks of the end of the world in which God will punish the wicked and reward the faithful. In the second reading, St. Paul tells the Thessalonians how they approach and prepare for the second coming of Jesus. St. Paul says, go about your daily life, living well, living fully, not being idle, but being responsible for your daily living, and live as if every day is end of time and the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul says, never grow weary, never grow tired of doing good. It is when we spend our lives every day and every moment understanding God's purpose for us and living every day and every minute meaningfully that we grow in our responsibility towards God. Today, as we gather for this Mass, we are called to remember that the end time will come. We need to be holy in this life and to live with God forever in the next. May God bless you.